From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French presidential voting results show pro-European candidate Emmanuel Macron is set to face far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in next month's runoff.
A voté pour Emmanuel Macron.
France's Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has called on voters to support Macron rather than Le Pen. Le Pen hailed it was a historic vote in front of her supporters, adding the first stage has been passed. French police detained three people in election night protests to show anger over Le Pen's advancing to the runoff. Sunday's vote took place under heavy security after Thursday's killing of a policeman in Paris and wounding of two others, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Italian-born conservationist, that is, Cucu Gallman, has been shot and wounded in an ambush that happened Sunday by unknown gunmen while inspecting damage in her conservation park in northern Kenya. Rangers from the Kenyan Wildlife Service intervened and fought off those attackers. Gallman was on her way to inspect fresh damage to her property after intruders burned down a retreat on Saturday. A wave of violence has hit Kenya's drought-stricken region as armed cattle herders search for scarce grazing land. North Korea has detained another U.S. citizen, a university accounting professor who is in the country to teach and discuss relief activities. Tony Kim arrested Friday at Pyongyang International Airport, the third American to be held by the North Korean regime at a time of tense relations between U.S. and Pyongyang. This is VOA News.